Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Until yesterday, Governor Hochul had kind of been steering clear on commenting about the race for mayor in New York City. Well, yesterday, she not only commented, she threw her full support behind one of the candidates.
Governor Hochul making this endorsement as part of an op-ed piece in the New York Times where she says New York City deserves a mayor who's going to stand up to Donald Trump and make life more affordable for New Yorkers. And she says that person is Mamdani. Political consultant Hank Sheinkoff, we asked him, how will this impact the race for mayor and maybe even Hochul's reelection?
Endorsement by the governor, frankly, does more for the governor than it does for Mamdani. In her mind, it means that she'll be able to take advantage of the demographic shift. But she will. It will cost her likely the suburbs, and it will make it very dicey in her reelection campaign likely next year.
Another dynamic in all of this, what does this endorsement mean for Hochul's relationship with Eric Adams as they do city business here over the next few months? Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
At City Hall today, homeless advocates, city council members, and WIN, the nation's largest provider of shelter for homeless families, will rally. They're warning about what they call severe consequences from President Trump's new federal spending plan, the so-called One Big Beautiful Bill. We spoke with WIN President Christine Quinn.
We want to send a message to Washington and to our elected officials in Washington, really from across the country, that this isn't a political issue. There are red states and blue states, red cities and blue cities, who will be devastated if these cuts go through.
She says the cuts would especially demolish services for women and children in need. The rally kicks off at noon, followed by a city council hearing at 1 o'clock. Two people are now recovering after a shooting in the Bronx. Police say it happened around 8:30 last night in front of 366 East 152nd Street in Melrose. A man and a woman in their 40s were grazed, both taken to a nearby hospital said to be in stable condition. Cops say it's unclear if they were the intended targets. No arrests have been made, but that investigation is ongoing. And police are now looking for a woman accused of stabbing a man in Queens with a screwdriver. It happened not long after 1 o'clock this morning inside an apartment building on Parsons Boulevard. The 51-year-old was stabbed in the head and neck, suffering minor injuries. Cops say the suspect is a 36-year-old woman who took off after the stabbing. A massive biker brawl in Suffolk County yesterday. Our Sophia Hall with the details.
Authorities say the two groups of bikers first started fighting at a sports bar in Lindenhurst, and then the groups moved to a gas station where four people were stabbed, another injured because of blunt force trauma. There is a video of the incident, and detectives say 20 bikers were involved, seven arrested. No one suffered life-threatening injuries. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
City officials are now warning of potential exposure after two people tested positive for measles in the city. 1010 Winds spoke with CUNY Professor of Epidemiology, Dennis Nash.
It's no surprise that we're seeing measles cases, but it is, of course, concerning, and we need to take the right actions to prevent further spread.
The two infections in the city are on the Lower East Side and Soho. The health department has already reached out to businesses in those areas where the two people were known to have visited. They say the risk to the public still remains extremely low. First-term Assemblyman Michael Lasher is making a run for Congress, hoping to succeed his political mentor, Jerry Nadler. In a video announcing his candidacy, Assemblyman Lasher calls himself a practical progressive and says his top priority would be defending the Constitution and blocking what he calls the president's agenda. He also vowed to push for a higher minimum wage and Medicare for all. Lasher's entry is expected to open up a crowded primary, with several other Democrats already considering runs for the seat. In and outside City Hall this morning, rideshare drivers rallied and demanded something most of us take for granted, a bathroom break. They're calling on the city to let them park for free for 30 minutes and to require businesses to let them use their restrooms. President of the Independent Drivers Guild, Brendan Sexton, spoke to 1010 Winds.
There are only 31 for-hire vehicle parking zones in all of Manhattan for more than 80,000 rideshare drivers. That's one for every 2,580 drivers.
The New York State Federation of Taxi Drivers says going without breaks can lead to serious health problems, and they're asking City Hall to pass a law to fix it. They'll hold a press conference on the steps of City Hall shortly. A scary incident in Queens last night. Two children were struck by a car around 8 o'clock at 102nd Street and Martins Avenue in Corona. Police say the driver of a Honda Accord was speeding down 102nd Street when he lost control and slammed into a parked car and a building. Both children were pinned beneath the car until neighbors rushed out and helped to push it off them. They were both taken to local hospitals and are in stable condition. The driver remained at the scene. The driver is now in police custody. Cops say charges are pending and the cause of the crash still under investigation.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.